وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. There came a man running from the farthest part of the town. See, in this surah, Allah teaches us about Dawah. It's not necessary that we have a PhD degree before we teach people about Allah. Like some people say, oh, let me go on learning, or let me purify myself first. The path of purification is a constant, lifelong one. None of us can say, well, now I'm pure, so that's why I'm teaching people about Allah. But when we start teaching people about Allah, it helps us to purify ourselves. Some people wait for power, for charisma, for a large following. Oh, only one person is prepared to come and learn from me, and the only people I can find to teach are my servants, and what's the good of teaching them? What can they do for Islam? No, Allah says, whether you're the man on the street, whether you're someone who has no following, no one looks up to you, no one admires you, no charisma, no glamour, do it because you're doing it for Allah and not for people. Ja'a rajulun, a man. Why doesn't Allah tell us his name? It seems like he's just a man on the street. Just someone ordinary, someone insignificant, someone that you wouldn't even notice in a crowd. Min aqasal madinati rajulun yasa'a. He's running, and he's running from the farthest part of the town. See how much Allah must have loved him at that moment, that Allah mentions this. Otherwise Allah could have simply said that a man came and he started telling people this, but Allah mentions the fact that he came running, running from the farthest part of the town. We can't put up with 1 hour of reading the Quran, and this man is running, not driving up in a car, running from the farthest part of the town. Why? What's his eagerness? قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي. He said, oh my people. Not, oh you sinners, or oh you losers, you're all going to hell. Oh my people, I'm one of you. اتَّبِعُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Follow the messengers. Not that start following me or listening to me. Follow the messengers. اتَّبِعُ مَنْ لَا يَسَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Obey those who don't ask any wages of you. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they are rightly guided. See his eagerness to tell people. We have to go and tell people and we're dreading it. Oh God, and it's going to be so difficult and they're going to laugh at me. And he's running forward because that's his love for his people. Now look at the way he tries to explain to them. Why should I not worship him who has created me and to whom you shall be returned? This is this man's beauty of da'wah. He doesn't say that you should all start worshipping Allah. He starts with himself. Why should I not worship Allah? Who has created me? Alhamdulillah, because he is Rabbul Alameen. And to him you shall be returned. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. Should I take besides him gods? If Ar-Rahman intends me any harm, their intercession will be of no use for me whatsoever, nor can they save me. Then indeed I should be in plain error. Look at his devastating simplicity. He doesn't come up with any intellectual arguments or any far-flown, you know, highfalutin arguments to make them believe. He says simply, don't you understand that if Allah is giving me everything and Allah is the only being who can harm me or benefit me, why should I listen to other people? And this is the core of Iman. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Because he is giving us everything, because he alone can harm us, he alone can benefit us, it logically follows, therefore, that he alone should be obeyed. Inni amantu bi rabbikum. I have believed in your Lord. See how he is building a bond, trying to connect them to Allah? That I have believed in your Rabb. And not even in your Allah, in your Rabb. He's reminding them that Allah created you. Allah is nourishing you. Allah is sustaining you. And I believe in him. Fasma'oon. So listen to me. That's all I ask. Just listen to me. What did they do to this man? They killed him. Have we ever feared that someone will kill us? We're scared of telling our friends, of doing what's right. Are we afraid that they're going to kill us? What's the most they can do to us? Laugh at us? Leave us? Stop meeting us? This man was killed. قِيلَدْ خُلِلْ جَنَّةِ. And it was said to him, enter Jannah. Now look at this man. By worldly standards, he was a failure. Like if people say, oh well, you know, I want to teach the Quran, but I know no one will come and listen to me. No one listened to this man. They killed him. By our standards, he was a loser, someone who lost his life. And what does Allah say? قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Enter Jannah. What Jannah is this? This is the proof of the hadith that the grave is either a pit amongst the pits of hell or a garden amongst the gardens of paradise. This is the Jannah that's being spoken of. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. He said, if only my people knew how much my Lord has forgiven me and how much He has honored me. Now why would we have said yes if only they could see it, how they'd regret it. And then they'd really feel miserable. Why does this man say these words? The Prophet ﷺ said of him, مَسَحَ قَوْمَهُ حَيًّا وَمَيْتًا. He wished his people well, alive and dead. He's still worried about his people. And that's the essence of tabligh. You're not doing it to shut people up. You're not doing it so you can put them down. You're doing it because you care for them. نَسَحَ قَوْمَهُ. He was concerned for his people, dead and alive. It made no difference to him that they killed him. This is ihsan. And he says, see how much Allah has honored me? What's the message that we learn from this story? Even if no one's listening to you, even if it seems like people despise you, look down upon you, don't give up this da'wah. And of course, we need to remember, how do we do da'wah? Bil hikmati wal ma'isatil hasana. With wisdom and with a beautiful discourse. On some occasions, a silent da'wah is the most effective. On some occasions, you need to speak out. And this is the core of hikmah which only Allah grants to people. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ. We did not send against his people after him a host from the heaven. Nor was it needful for us to send such a thing. Allah didn't even need to send angels to destroy them. It was but one shout. And lo, they were all still. Their questions, their objections, their arguments, over. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Alas for mankind. See Allah's sadness? That He loves us so much. Again and again He tries to bring us to Him. But when we are determined to reject Him, then Allah says, Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Alas for mankind. There never came a messenger to them, but they used to mock at Him. And this has been the way of people. Do they not see how many of the generations we have destroyed before them? Indeed, they will not return to them. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Surely all, every one of them will be brought back to us. Whether someone dies as an infant, or as a child, or as a teenager, or as a youth, or as an old woman, we are all going back to Allah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. And the sign for them is the dead earth. We give it life and we bring forth from it grain so that they eat thereof. The dead earth symbolizes resurrection. You pour water over the dead earth and see how it quickens into life. In the same way, it's not difficult for Allah to resurrect the dead human being. And we have made therein gardens of date palms and grapes. And we have caused springs of water to gush forth therein so that they may eat of the fruit thereof. And their hands did not make it. Have we ever looked around at the beauty surrounding us, at the trees, at the grass? Have we ever thought about who has made it all for us? Allah asks us incredulously, أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Still you're not going to give thanks? Despite all this beautiful universe that Allah has created for you, still you're determined to go on disobeying Him? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. Glory be to Him. Who has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces, as well as of their own kind, وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and of that which they do not know. See, look at the beauty of this ayat. Allah is reminding us that He has no complementary counterpart. He has no partner, whereas all of creation occurs in pairs. Whether plant life or animal life, even inanimate matter, is held together by the affinity of pairs in the form of negative and positive charges. Now did the Prophet ﷺ know this? Allah says, مِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, things of which they have no knowledge. So this Surah Yasin then, as the rest of the Quran, is a proof that the Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, you were of the messengers. How could an unlettered man living 1400 years ago have had knowledge like this? وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. A sign for them is the night. We have this limited concept of deen. The deen means just read the Quran and read the hadith and that's it. No, Allah is saying explore the mysteries of the universe. What was the first knowledge given to Adam alayhi salam? عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam the names of everything. The power of conceptual thought. Allah taught him definitions. The secrets of the universe. That too is ibadah. if it brings us closer to Allah. A sign for them is the night. We withdraw there from the day, and behold, they are in darkness. And when you see pictures of, you know, space, it's always in darkness. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. The sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. I remember once I was discussing Islam with a girl, and she said to me, you know, there's one reason that I can never believe in the Quran and I cannot accept the Quran. And I said, what's that? She said, in the Quran it says that the sun is moving, and we know that the sun is not moving. When we wait for science to confirm the Quranic truth, then that's a very dangerous path to follow. Now, according to recent discoveries, we know that the sun is moving. But if we are so contemptible that we want people to confirm the Quran for us, then that's not Iman bil Ghaib. And this is a very dangerous trap, and many Muslims fall into the glamour of this. Oh yes, the Quran proves this scientific theory. That is true, but our Iman in the Quran should not depend upon their discoveries. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The meaning of Iman بِالْغَيْبِ is that you accept it. كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Everything is coming from our Lord, whether people have discovered it or not. Allah says, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Do we pride ourselves on our knowledge? O modern man, what does Allah tell us? مَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have been given but little of knowledge. And the moon, we have measured for its stages till it returns like the old, dried, curved date stalk. Subhanallah. Look at the perfection of words Allah uses. The different stages, the lunar cycle of the moon. What does the lunar cycle symbolize? Our lives. See, the moon starts as a thin, delicate crescent, and then it waxes until it becomes the full moon, and then it starts waning once more. We are born as helpless newborn infants, and then we grow till we reach our peak of maturity and sometimes our peak of arrogance, and then our powers start waning once more. And we also become like helpless infants in our second childhood, in old age. Allah says, look at the moon, it's not going to be full forever. It's a constant cycle till it returns like the old, curved, dried date stalk. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. They all float each in an orbit. This ayat is a beautiful ayat. Allah is telling us that this universe is built on principles of justice, on the balance of harmony and justice Allah has created. See, Allah tells us in a hadith Qudsi, Ya ibadi, inni haramtu zulma ala nafsi. I have forbidden injustice upon myself. Waj'altu muharraman bainakum. And I have made it haram between you. Fala tazalamu. Do not be unjust to one another. Just because the sun is bigger than the moon does not mean that the sun can oppress the moon. Now if we find that everything in the universe is obeying Allah's physical laws of justice, it's only man who exceeds the limits. And it's only man who kills other men. And it's only man who blows up people. And it's only man who tortures other people. And when we exceed the limit, and when we destroy the balance, then the result is the chaos we see around us today. Allah says everything in this universe is obeying these principles of justice and obedience, except for man. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ. And another sign for them is that we bore their offspring in the laden ship, and we have created for them of the like thereunto on which they ride. How beautiful. Allah speaks of the ships as a sign of His power. Now we think of ships and we think, oh, this is my doing. We're creating the unsinkable ships here. See, it's Allah who gave us the resources to harness. It's Allah who gave us the intellect with which we have come up with this technology. And we should not forget that. Iqra, read. بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقُ. Remember when you derive your knowledge that it's in the name of your Lord. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. It is Allah who taught man that which he did not know. And this has been modern man's greatest delusion, that he derived this knowledge himself. If we will, we shall drown them, and there will be no shout for them, nor will they be saved. All the ships that have sunk in the sea, except unless it be a mercy from us, and as an enjoyment for a while. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم, when it is said to them, fear that which is before you and that which is behind you, لعلكم ترحمون, in order that you may receive mercy. And there never came to them a sign from among the signs of their Lord, but they did turn away from it. And when it is said to them, spend of that which Allah has provided you with, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَ, shall we feed those whom if Allah willed, He Himself would have fed? You are only in a plain error. Greedily we are sucking the earth's resources dry, but look at our stinginess. Look at our callousness towards the sufferings of the rest of mankind. Now we need to understand that when Allah speaks of feeding, like they say, feed the poor, doesn't literally mean that you should just go out and feed the poor people. It encompasses basic human rights and needs, such as education, such as employment, because thus you're creating the means of food for them. So it doesn't simply mean that you're going out and feeding the poor literally and you think you're one of the best people in the world. No, it means you create opportunities whereby people can improve their situation in life. So those who disbelieve, those who are stingy, well, if Allah wanted, He would have done something for them. Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ, these same people who are not interested in serving mankind or Allah, question, when will this promise be fulfilled? If you are truthful, they await but a single shout, one cry, that's all it takes, which will seize them while they are still disputing, still arguing, is there Allah or isn't there a God? And does God have gender and why is God letting this suffering go on? They await but a single shout, which will seize them while they are arguing. Then they will not be able to make bequests, nor will they even return to their families. That's how suddenly they can die. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, the trumpet will be blown. And behold, from the grave, they will run out towards their Lord. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, they will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ, this is what Ar-Rahman promised, and the messenger spoke the truth. Now this proves that the people in the graves, the dead people, don't know what's going on. Because if they did, then they'd know about the day of judgment. So they'll come out, and they'll be alarmed, like when you're woken up suddenly and you're alarmed, and they'll say, what's happened? Who has woken us up from our sleep? And it will be said to them, this is it. Now face reality. And Allah says, it will be but a single shout. And behold, they will all be brought up before us. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, this day, no one shall be wronged. Like some people say, oh Allah has been so unfair to me, this day no one shall be wrong. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَا إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, you will not be requited anything except that which you used to do. Not that which you used to say or claim, oh Allah knows how much I love Him. That which you actually did for Allah's sake. إِنَّا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ, you read these verses and you're filled with fright and terror. So Allah reassures us that if we wish, on that day we can attain joy and peace. The people of paradise, that they will be busy with joyful things. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ, they and their mates will be in beautiful shade, reclining on thrones. They will have therein fruits and all that they ask for. Salam. And it will be said to them, peace. That's what we all seek. Peace, whether we seek it through our children or through our careers or through our holidays or through any form of relaxation. People say, oh, I'm so tired. I want time out. I want to relax. That is true relaxation. That is true peace. قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ رَحِيمٍ, how do we know that this will be true peace? Because Allah is reassuring them. This is Allah's promise. From their most forgiving Lord. وَامْتَازُوا الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, and as for you criminals, don't think you can sneak into paradise along with your good mother or your good husband or your good children. You're not going to enter with them. See, we find in Surah Hadid, Allah tells us, on the day, the male hypocrites and the female hypocrites will say to those who believe, wait for us, let us take some of your light. It will be said to them, return and seek light for yourself. Now a hypocrite can be someone who doesn't believe at all and he's just pretending that he believes. And he can also be someone who believes but his iman is weak.
So he obeys Allah some of the time, but most of the time he's too scared of people to obey Allah. Everyone's getting up to pray, so the hypocrite will get up and pray. But no one's getting up to pray, so he's too embarrassed to do so. What will these hypocrites be told? Return. Seek some light for yourself. And a wall will come in between them. And there will be a door in that wall. On one side of the wall is mercy, and on the other side is the azab. Now imagine our desperation. Suddenly we say that our loved ones have made it, and we've lost out. Yunadunahum, they will call out to them. Imagine ourselves in that situation, God forbid. They will call out to them, were we not with you? Did we not read prayers with you? Did we not attend Quranic gatherings with you? Qalu bala, they said yes. Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum, but you put your own selves in fitna. How? Wartabtum, because you doubted. You couldn't be sure whether this was the truth or not. Watarabbastum, and you waited. Let me wait some time, then I'll obey Allah. Wagharratkumul amani. False hopes deluded you. Lots of time. Allah will forgive me. Allah won't ask. My mother's pious, she'll take me with her. Hatta jaa amrullah. Until the command of Allah came, and you died, and no more chances, and no more time to be ready for Allah. Wagharrakum billahi al-gharur. And the great deceiver deceived you about Allah. Wamtazul yawma. Look at the words. Ayyuhal mujrimun. We complacently say, oh, we're Muslims and we believe in Allah and Allah will forgive us. Ayyuhal mujrimun. If you're disobeying Allah, then beware. Alam a'had ilaykum ya bani Adam. Does this seem harsh, unfair? Oh, why doesn't Allah give us another chance? Allah will ask them, did I not command you, O children of Adam? Allah ta'abudu shaitan, that don't worship shaitan? Indeed, shaitan is for you an open enemy. Wa ani'buduni, and that you should worship me alone. And this is the straight path. Now, this is something we need to understand. Well, we're not Satanists. We don't worship shaitan. We might not be Satanists, but if we obey shaitan rather than Allah, then we are actually worshipping shaitan. Because worship means obedience. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. Shaitan led many of you astray. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Did you still not use your brain? We know that what Allah is telling us is the truth. We know that when we feel this desire to do evil, it's coming from shaitan. We know the outcome of all that. Still we don't use our brains. Still we delude ourselves. No, there's lots of time. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. This is hell which you were promised. When we obey shaitan, then that's the only recompense we can expect. إِسْلَوْهَ الْيَوْمْ. Burn therein this day, for that you used to disbelieve. This day we shall seal up their mouths. So you read this and you think, then I'll just tell Allah, I'll explain to Allah, what was the reason that I was disobeying Him? So Allah answers our unspoken thoughts. This day we shall seal up their mouths. No glib excuses. Their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. Once Hazrat Anas related that we were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he laughed and said, do you know what has made me laugh? And they said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, the speech of a slave to his Lord, for he shall say, O my Lord, did you not save me from wrongdoing? And Allah shall say, yes. And the slave shall say, I shall allow no testimony against me except from a witness of mine. That no, let me speak on my behalf. And Allah will say, Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. This day your own soul is enough as a witness against you. And the noble scribes. Then a seal will be put over his mouth. Imagine a seal being put over our mouths. And his various body parts are commanded to speak, and they tell of his deeds. Now imagine our eyes telling Allah what we were busy watching all the time. Imagine our ears speaking and telling Allah what they were busy listening to. And imagine our tongue telling Allah what we were busy saying all the time. Imagine how betrayed a mother would feel if she's lying and her child says, no, you're telling a lie. And the mother would say, how could you do this to me? Imagine how we would feel if our hands, our eyes, our ears were to speak out against us. Then this man is allowed to speak once more and he says to his limbs, away with you, curse you, I was speaking in your defense. This day we shall seal up their mouths and their hands will speak to us and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ. Had it been our will, we could have wiped out their eyes so that they would struggle for the path. Then how would they have seen? Do we thank Allah for eyes? Had it been our will, we could have transformed them in their places. Then they would have been unable to go forward, nor could they have turned back. Have you seen anyone who's paralyzed? If Allah wished, He could do that to us. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ He whom we grant long life, we reverse him in creation. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ Will they still not use their brains? What is Allah saying, reminding us that after youth comes old age, and there's one form of old age, decrepit old age, senility, when you're a burden for all those around you. What message is Allah giving us? Use your youth. Use your youth for ibadah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكْ لِمَرْضِكْ Use your health before you fall sick, and use your life before you die. See, we've left Islam for our old age. Oh, and I'm old and I have nothing more exciting to do, then I can read the Quran and I can go for Hajj and I can do Hijab. And Allah will love me and I'll go to Jannah. How convenient. Is that what we've left Allah for? Is that how much we value Him? That we've left Him for our old age? See, in the hadith we find that amongst the seven kinds of people who will be in the shade of Allah on the day there is no shade will be a person who spent his youth in worshipping Allah. So value your youth and maximize it. Will they still not understand? وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ We have not taught him poetry, nor is it suitable for him. This is only a reminder and a clear Quran. Sometimes we come and we listen to the Quran, and we sway and we say, how beautiful, subhanallah. And we go home and our deeds are the same. And our conversation is the same. And our actions are the same. Allah says poetry is used for intellectual stimulation. Or you read poetry to unwind. You read poetry to relax and say, how beautiful. But no one really starts acting upon that poem they've just read. No one really changes their life because of poetry. So don't treat the Quran as poetry. Don't treat the Quran as something you listen to, you get tears in your eyes, you go home and you're the same as ever. This is a reminder, people, and a clear Quran. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ That it may warn the one who is living. We're all alive, spiritual life. That our faculties should be used in Allah's path. And the word may be justified against the disbelievers. Do they not see what we have created for them, of what our hands have created, the cattle, so that they are their owners? And we have subdued them to them. So some of them they have for riding, and some they eat, and they have other benefits from them, and they get milk to drink. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُوا Will they not give thanks? How do we thank Allah? Just by saying Subhanallah? No, by obeying Allah. And they have taken besides Allah other gods, hoping that they might be helped by those so-called gods. They cannot help them, but they will be brought forward as a troop against those who worship them. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ At the end of the day, don't let their speech grieve you. You've tried and you've tried to convince the people around you, they're not listening. Don't worry about it. Indeed, we know what they conceal and what they reveal. Does not man see that we have created him from a drop? Yet behold, he stands forth as an open opponent. This man who argues about whether Allah exists or not, has he forgotten what he was? A drop of disgusting fluid that you can't even bear to look at? That's what we were. What has given us the authority? What has given us the temerity to say, oh, I'm not ready to obey Allah, let me think about it. Allah says, has man forgotten this? And He puts forth for us a parable, وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ And He forgets His own creation. He says, who will give life to these bones after they are rotten and have become dust? Say, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ He will give life to them who created them for the first time. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ He knows every creation. He who produces for you fire out of the green tree, when behold you kindle therewith, is not He who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Bala, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ Indeed, He is the all-knowing, supreme creator. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Indeed, His command when He decides a thing is only that He says to it, be, so it is. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ So glorified is Allah, above all that they associate with Him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things. It makes no difference to Allah whether we believe or don't believe. وإليه ترجعون, because the journey is back to Allah.